Good evening. The time is 8 p.m.
QST, QST, QST. Calling all radio amateurs. This is N7IVV, activating the Talk Your Amateur in Hertz for access. If anyone listening would like additional information, please see our website at w4va.org. The purpose of this net is to provide a forum for general discussion and Q&A regarding topics such as equipment hardware, computer software, antennas, operating procedures, and other similar information related to amateur radio activities. A couple of announcements tonight. We've got a club meeting coming up tomorrow. I was going to change something, and I can't remember what it was. There we go. Club meeting tomorrow night, it's not my fault, but I apologize that we are going to have to do virtual only for a number of reasons, for those of you who are on the net tonight, I'll share a couple of them. One of them is simply low turnout. I sent out an email requesting a confirmation of how many people were planning on attending physically, and it was less than 1%. 10%, less than 10% of the club, and the amount of work that we have to go through and the fact that we've got the COVID considerations and we're going to have to require masks anyway because of the current COVID situation, it just was deemed that we would be better off running it virtually. And so that's the main reason. It was simply low turnout and the fact that we're erring on the side of caution, let's put it that way. And I guess after a year and a half or pushing 2 years, I'd like to think that we all understand that. As far as other announcements, we have a test session coming up on the 25th of this month at 10 o'clock over at the Fauquier, Warrenton Fauquier Airport. And there's a link on our website for that, or you can get more information. And by the way, also I neglected to say that also on the homepage of our website, in the upper right hand side of the page under upcoming events, there is also a link to the club meeting for tomorrow night, for the WebEx club meeting. By the way, Andy K1RA is scheduled to give a presentation on VHF, focusing on contesting, if I'm not mistaken. There is a contest coming up this weekend, a VHF contest, so it's timely, and anybody who's a licensed amateur nowadays can certainly participate in that. So it'll be interesting to see his presentation and learn a few tricks and hints and tips and whatnot for operation. Also, just to help out with Evan for KS1PPY, just a general call for to everyone. We really, really, really need, frankly, all of you folks to pony up and put your call to use for the betterment of society. We really need you to volunteer to do some net control operation duties. It's very, very simple. It's like Mike said the other night, basically, if you can breathe, you can run the net. There's a script, and the only thing you have to do is just record who's checked in and go down the list and say, okay, Bill, it's your turn, and then thanks for that, and okay, George, it's your turn, thanks for that, and okay, Sue, it's your turn, thanks for that, and this has been so-and-so, and thanks for coming tonight. And like I say, there is a script for that, so you don't have to make anything up on the fly. Very, very easy, and I think it's something that all, especially the new amateurs, the new hams, should do. I mean, I'm almost tempted to make it a requirement for club membership, but of course I can't do that because we all need to do that to have some experience. With that, does anyone have a burning topic that they would like to discuss tonight? If so, call me. This is N7IVV. Okay, nothing heard. Actually, I should say a burning desire to talk about something rather than a burning topic. So, anyway, with that said, I will... Oh, I'm sorry. There is one other little news. Now I'll go ahead and take check-ins first. Let me get my screen. Okay, I am ready with NetLogger to go ahead and take check-ins. This is N7IBB. Go ahead.
This is K1HTV Mobile.
K4.
KX8QCM.
K1RA.
KX4KU.
KN4SPL.
KS1PPY. No comment.
KLO3 Foxtrot Romeo.
WB7RAV. No comment.
KF4TEK, no comment tonight, Brad.
K4SKP, no comment tonight, Brad.
KD6AKC, no comments.
Okay, I think I got everybody here. I'm trying to think, but nothing happens. All right, K1HTV, who happens to be mobile. K4SKD, skip. Thanks for checking in. Set. KX4L, John, I think I heard you there. I know I heard you check in on Echolink. So actually, that reminds me. I'll come back to that in just a moment. WDAQCM, K1RA, Andy, KX4KU, and Andy, of course, can correct me on what his presentation is tomorrow night. KN4SPL, KS1PPY, SIPB, no comment. Thanks for being here. K3FR, Ron, WB7RAB, KF4TEK, thanks guys for being here. KL4LLC, I think that was you, George. And KD6AKC, nice to hear you tonight, Mark. Real quick, I'm going to go back and catch an announcement that I should have done, then I'll continue check-ins. Coming up on October 23rd is the Great Pumpkin Ride, and it's a bike tour. I don't remember the exact route. I haven't seen the website lately, but it's an annual, usually, event, and they usually kind of rely on or appreciate assistance from ham radio operators to be at the various checkpoints and kind of just kind of keep track of people, give reports, and obviously if there's a problem, call in. And guess who they call into? The net control operator. So it's a net. It's just a net, and you get to actually do more than just say what you did this week. You get to actually perform a real live public service event at work. So hopefully they have that, and John has usually been, KX4O has usually been kind of our point man on that, so hopefully he has some information. Anyway, with that, let me get back to check-ins. Any other check-ins, go ahead, please.
Kilo Mike 4, Oscar Zulu Hotel.
N1BED mobile.
KJ7APV.
Okay, picked up Gil, KM4OZH, N1BED Mark, and KJ7APV Becca. All right, had one news item that my wife actually shared with me because I don't do Facebook. And she does. But anyway, she ran across an article that one of our club members posted, and I quote, "We have a new 4-H club which will focus on ham radio. Youth aged 9 to 18 are welcome to attend their interest meeting on September 14th at 6 p.m. at the extension office." I guess an interest meeting is for those who are interested in starting it up. "This club will provide members opportunities to explore science, technology, engineering, art, and math. STEAM is now STEAM, not just STEM, through amateur radio communications and related electronics projects. Club meetings will be focused on hands-on activities and community events. During the interest meeting, participants will learn what ham radio is and will have an opportunity to get on the air. As with all our 4-H clubs, it is free to join, thanks to our many volunteers that make these opportunities possible. If you plan on attending, please RSVP to KO4IUM. So that's something that that he talked to the board about, and we, of course, offered all the support that we could for that activity. So more information, of course, will be forthcoming as they gear up and get rolling on that. So stay tuned. And that's all the news that I have today, except the fact that we've got lots of sunspots. Anybody, I don't know, maybe John has looked at them live. If, of course, you do that, please use real sunglasses. K1HTV, Rich, your turn. Go ahead.
N7IVV, K1HTV, mobile heading west on 211. Just a traffic report at the on eastbound 211, right where it comes to a traffic light. Right after the wharf, there's been a bad accident there. It's completely blocked off. People are being rerouted at that turn to take a left turn heading north alongside of the new Harbor Freight. So there's an accident right at that corner. Lots of vehicles, safety vehicles there. Heading west, and I see a big moon. It's almost completely dark, except for a tiny sliver. Looks like a little fingernail moon. As far as the sun, good to see all those sunspots and the high solar flux number. Relatively high of 101 today. The K index was up to 5, then down to 4, and then down to 3. I'm not sure what it is now, but conditions the past couple of days have been excellent on 17 meters in the evening. Had a run of JAs yesterday. Day before I'd worked JQ1CO in Mongolia on 20. Yesterday morning, I was able to work Singapore, two Thailand stations, a station in Vietnam, and I'm sure a couple others that I forgot. So very good condition, that's with 75 watts, but the key is the antenna, three-element Yagi. So having a 17 meters, 12 meter Yagi has really helped out considerably to work DX. Other than that, I'm working on a project to do an automatic antenna switching. It's come along pretty well. I've now integrated 5 PC boards into the box and got them mounted on little plastic studs to keep them off the surface. And then I'm in the process of interwiring all the boards now. I'll automatically switch when I do band switching, and if I want to, and when I'm not in the shack, it'll automatically be controlled by an Arduino board that Andy K1RA built and the software that he's helped design, and that'll do a lot of switching for my Red Pitaya devices. Those devices monitor all bands, all ham bands between 2,200 meters all the way up to 6 meters. So that'll help on the even decode even more signals and feed it to the PSK reporter network. That's it for now. As I head west on 211. This is K1HTV Mobile, back to net control.
Okay, thanks, Rich. I was floundering around over trying to get to my other computer, but never quite made it to get the rest of the current information as far as sunspot activity and K-index and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The solar index currently that I'm picking up from wherever it comes from is 100.4. So it's dropping just a tad, but that's still pretty good. KX4O, did I hear you check in? If so, it's your turn. Go ahead.
Yep, this is KX4O, the All-Star. I don't know how well I'm coming in. It's a little shaky from what I hear, but yes. I've been in touch with Ginger, the organizer for the pumpkin ride. And the 23rd, looks like the route has changed a little bit. No more Old Buckhead Brewery as part of the route. It's Powers Brewing instead. The same start point in downtown Warrenton. So she's very appreciative that we reached out, and we'll be in touch. I'm up here in Maine and taking care of some things. I hope everything's doing well down there.
Okay, John. Well, thanks for that. Thanks for checking in with her. Hope things are going well up there in Maine. I'm sure it's stressful no matter what, just having to take care of things up there, so good luck to you. WDA-QCN, Steve, I noticed that you've ponied up for a couple of, whatever they're called, net control slots on Sundays, and that's great. We appreciate that. Go ahead and chat with us. This is N7IVB with the VOC here, Amateur Radio Association General Service Net. So, anyway, WDAQCN, go ahead.
Fred, N7IVB in the net, WDAQCN. I just live in all, but 40 is booming right now, so that's where it's going to be at tonight, it looks like. Back to you, Brad, and yes, I did, by the way, pick up a couple of net control slots there, working that out with Sippy. Oh, and I did come up with a question, and this is probably right up Rich's alley here.
Okay, well, thanks for that, Steve. I think that both software, both programs do the same thing. It's actually a choice that you can, it's a switch you can set. And I don't know what the difference is except for the fact that it adds another transmission, because I think it's, you still have to send a 73. Well, you don't have to, but even with the triple R, it'll still then kick a 73 up after your reply or whatever. Rich, you have a better response than that, and K1HTV and 7IBB.
7IBB, K1HTV mobile now in Amosville. Yes, there's an option. If you double-click on the little round bullet next to the TX4 message, it'll toggle between RRR or Roger Roger 73. And as Brett says, it'll save one transmission. If you send a Roger Roger 73 to another person instead of the Rogers, the other person will send the 73, and that'll end it. You will not have to send the Roger. It will not automatically cycle to a 73 after that. So you save a transmission through email that I sent last week. And the viewing is from 10 to 11 at the funeral home, and the service will be at 11 o'clock at the funeral home. Plan to be there. I'm not sure who else, but that's for Paul, KO4NLV, who is a silent key. Back to net control from K1HTV Mobile.
Okay, Rich, thanks for that information. I just don't use the triple R, so I wasn't sure whether it kicked another transmission or not. Hey, listen, in your opinion, because you've been around a little while longer than me, would it be inappropriate if somebody from the club was to go and wear their call sign badge? I suppose probably it would be at a funeral.
Thought about that, or like I go to funerals and wear my Knights of Columbus badge, but for as far as the ham badge, I don't know. I know there'll be a couple of hams there. I know I'll see there is a Paul's good friend, KC3RKP, Dale. I'm not sure. I wouldn't wear a ham hat, but maybe a small pin, a ham, something that'll tell that you're a ham. Not sure if you have any small ARRL diamond pin for such as that. That might be a more appropriate one rather than a call sign badge. Over.
Yeah, I agree. The badge is a little bit kind of in your face, whereas something a little more subtle like a lapel pin or something. But anyway, the thought just crossed my mind since he was a ham and a member of the club. So, let's see. K1RA, Andy, what can you share with us tonight? Go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, Brad, and everyone on the net. Yeah, I look forward to seeing people online for the meeting tomorrow. Sorry to hear it won't be in person, but I will surely be able to give my presentation online, and I guess you'll all have your own monitors to watch for video, pictures, etc. I don't know that I'll give away any contesting secrets. I've titled my presentation "Extreme VHF and UHF Radio Sport." More of a show and tell of my 40.
Okay, Andy, thank you. Yeah, that sounds like I'm looking forward to that presentation. That should be a lot of fun and very educational. And you know what, all of you new guys, and then even the old guys know this, if you're really into antennas, VHF and above is definitely where you want to be, because you don't need 25 acres to put up a 8 or 10 or 50 element antenna, you know, a Yagi on these higher frequencies. For obvious reasons, but anyway, good stuff. Should be a lot of fun. Kevin, KX4KU, what you've been up to? Go ahead.
N7IVV, KX4KU. Frankly, that's a loaded question lately. Just issues here and there. It seems like gremlins are after me. If you ever saw the movie Trilogy of Terror, I remember the little dog guy with the knife. Feel like they're after me. Couple of things. One, there is one announcement you did miss was the VE session that's coming up.
Okay, Kevin, thanks. This is N7IVV again with the Para General Service Net. Actually, I did catch the test session for a change. Actually, pulled it up and had the details. That's probably what it was. I was actually talking about it, and we're so shocked that you forgot. Anyway, KM4SPL, Bob, how are you tonight? Go ahead.
N7IVV in the net from KN4SPL. Good evening, Brad and everyone on the net. Let's see, I'm just looking here at the GOES X-ray flux, and it looks like there was a couple C-class flares. One of them looks like it was almost reaching an M-class, and it's looking like it's going to hit us in a couple days. So the sun is definitely definitely waking up. A cool note today, I had my I got my amateur radio vanity license plate show up today, so that was fun to put on the car. So I'm pretty happy about that. And besides that, I'm just getting ready for vacation. I think I got my mobile HF rig running to at least what I would consider marginal what's the right word I'm looking for? Anyway, it's working okay. Hopefully I can work a couple more bugs out, and looking forward to being able to hopefully hear and make some contacts that I have not been able to make with the nice reflection of the ocean next to me. So I'm looking forward to being down there in South Carolina at Myrtle Beach. So anyway, that's all I got. Looking forward to the club meeting tomorrow, and that's all I got. KN4, SPL, back to net.
Okay, very good, Bob. Thanks for that. Yeah, good luck on your mobile party and your portable location there. That should be a lot of fun no matter whether you're operating or not. So you enjoy yourself down there. K3FR, Ron, how are you tonight? Go ahead.
I'm 7IVV, K3FR. I am stucky tonight. Had a good day. Had a very good day. Not so much of a pain in the feet and anything else, or even in the back. But good day. Well, I've actually been spending a little bit more time on 2-meter than 6-meter with the digital. And actually we had some tropo this morning. Went from North Carolina, covered all the way up to into Connecticut, and then actually picked up W3XTT and EM or FN01, which is the grid north and east of Pittsburgh, almost up at the Pennsylvania line. Very good signals today on 2 meters, and that was on 2 meters. Very, very good signals from on 2 meters today. And we can hope that flare will do some help for the contest this weekend. Yes, the HF contest. I got a bike race, a bike ride I'm supporting with the OVH team Saturday morning. Maybe we'll be back just shortly after things get going in the on VHF for the contest. But that's about it. Back to you, Brad. 107IVVK3FR.
Okay, Ron. Thanks for that report. And enjoy your weekend as well. K4LLC, George, how you tonight? Go ahead.
Good evening, Brad. There one on the net. I've just been tweaking around my radio, messing with mic gain and compression, and on my vertical, it came with three radials that were like about 24 gauge wire. So I've supplemented those with some larger wire, probably like 18 and 16 gauge wire, and I've noticed that it seems to transmit more in the direction of those heavier wires. I know we had a discussion about antenna wires and sizes about a month ago, but maybe we can go revisit that. I'd be kind of curious. So I've still need to eliminate a couple of factors there, but I was able to make my first European breakthrough last night and into Austria on running barefoot, of course, on the 891, and got a good report, like a 5.758, and I was very happy. So now I need to eliminate that I wasn't running gray line issues or anything like that. KO4 LLC, back to that.
Okay, George, thanks for that information. I was just browsing down through the list of calls here tonight. Looks like most everybody's been around ham radio for a little while, but I was just kind of chuckling here. Some of the terms from CB have kind of crept in years and years and years ago and stuck. And just in case anybody does not know what barefoot means, that simply means not. That means running without an amplifier. You know, barefoot means whatever the native power of your radio is. Most of your HF rigs are 100 watts. So anyway, just in case anybody didn't know. Where am I here? I guess we're down to N1BED. Oh, no, we're not. Gil, KM4OZH, go ahead.
N7IVV, this is KM4OZH. Good evening, Brad, and everybody on the net. Well, let's see here. All right, so my hay situation looks like I will not be operating the VHF contest this September. So so much for that. But the fact that we're going to be doing the meeting online and Andy's presentation, well, at least he won't have to do it with a mask, so I'll be able to understand him. So I'm looking forward to that. So that'll all be good. And I'm sorry, I must have missed the check-in list for the club meeting. I'm not exactly sure about that, but I didn't sign up for the club meeting. But maybe that wouldn't have made any difference. So anyway, other than that, just working along here on various things. And everybody have a good evening. This is KM4OZH, back to net.
Okay, Gil. Well, you enjoy your hay project there. If you need somebody to help drive a tractor or run equipment, I'd be more than happy to come over and help. I spent many, many years driving an old John Deere B around the farm in Michigan while we did hay and won lots of fun, good memories. No, I didn't send a check-in list out or a sign-up list for the meeting. I simply sent out an email and asked for a poll, you know, of what people were planning. So, let's see, where are we? And now we're at N1BED. So go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, thanks, Brad. Hello to everybody on the net. Haven't been around much lately. Been working quite a bit and haven't had much time for radio stuff. But I wanted to try and sneak in here tonight before it got too late. I have been on HF a little bit, trying to sneak in during the day, and I've had today I had a similar experience like Kevin did. It was relatively dead on 20 meters, and 40 meters wasn't all that great either. So I think it may have just been the day, bad timing maybe when we were on. But I definitely am interested in volunteering for that pumpkin route, I believe it was described as. If you guys need some help with checkpoints or whatever, I'll be keeping an eye out for that so I can volunteer and work with the team. It'll be fun to get out there and actually get involved in some activities with the group. I'm looking forward to that. Outside of that, I'm just hanging around enjoying life. I hope everybody's doing well. This is N1BED, back to net control.
Okay, great. Well, yeah, everybody will be kept apprised of everything that we can on that as it comes up. And that's about a month and a half away. Not really all that much prep that we need to do as ham radio operators, except maybe make sure we've got batteries that hold up in our HTs. I have not been able to work that. I was not able to the first year that I've been in the club, and the second year was COVID, and they didn't even do it. So, I've done other events in the past, and they were just lots of fun. I've done the MS-150 down out of Charlottesville. Starts in Charlottesville. Day one is 75 miles to Farmville. And then day two is 75 miles to, I forget what, down in North Carolina. But another club always picked them up in Farmville and took them all the way south. It was a lot of fun. Anyway, KJ7APV, what you been up to, Becca? Go ahead.
N7IVV, KJ7APV. Good evening, everybody on the net. I've been attending about once a week the last 3 or 4 weeks, Aries meeting on Thursday night out of Idaho. only found out about it through my Idaho Aries. It's really a nationwide gathering of emergency managers. Most, if not all of them, are amateur radio operators, people who have worked emergencies for long term now. So it's just been very informative. The goal is just to kind of introduce people to themselves and their work and what might be expected. So that's been interesting radio-wise. Other than that, I've done a little listening, but mostly I'm just doing my college work. So back to you, N7IVV. 73, everybody. KJ7, APV.
Okay, Becca, great. Good luck on your college. Well, it's not luck at all. Good working on your college stuff there. Okay, that's the end of our list for check-ins initially. Any other check-ins or rechecks? This is N7IVV. Go ahead.
W8BT.
Okay, well, that was short and sweet. W8BT, Travis, I guess you get to tie the ribbons on it tonight. Go ahead.
Okay, very good, Brad, and everybody on the net. Yeah, I almost wasn't even going to check in, but I heard Ron mention the Tropo this morning. I just checked Rabbit Ears, me, Rich, and Andy, all three copied some stations out of North Carolina and a few in Southern Virginia. Looking forward to Andy's presentation tomorrow night. I might be a little bit late, depending on what time I got out of work, but might be the first half of the meeting in, or first 20 minutes of the meeting in the car via WebEx on the phone. But just got an email here to the board from Cliff Scholl, K4CAS, president of the Rappahannock Valley Amateur Radio Club. And he's forwarded us information on October 16th in Fredericksburg at the Marquee Theater parking lot near Massaponix. They're going to have a tailgate party. And we'll one of the board members here will forward that out to the membership. But it's free. It just says bring stuff to sell. I guess you don't have to, but and it said coffee and donuts available from 8 to noon on October 16th in Fredericksburg. So we'll forward that out to you. And that's about all I've got, Brad. Back to you, W8BT.
Okay, Travis, thanks for mentioning that. I was actually just responding to him and let him know that we would communicate that to the group. Okay, well, this has been the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association General Service Net. My call is N7IVV. I have the pleasure, or pain, of being the club president this year, so it's been interesting. By the way, in case anybody is interested, the board positions have a term of 1 year, and so each position comes up for election every year. So if anybody's interested in serving on the board, by all means, contact an existing member of the board, and we can give you information on that. So always there's always opportunities to serve in the club. Anyway, let's see here. Thanks, everybody, for being here tonight. If you'd like further information regarding tonight's discussion or information on FARA, please see our website at w4va.org, or you can send an email to faranet@w4va.org. By the way, side note, we do record these nets every week, and the recording is available, give it at least 5 minutes after the net is over, should you want to review, or I recommend you also get on there and listen to yourself, so that you can tell how your signal sounds when you're actually on the repeater. And that's a good opportunity to hear that. Normally we don't get to do that. Stand by. Okay, this is, again, N7IVV closing the Farinet and returning the repeater to normal use. Have a good night and a pleasant tomorrow.